Okay, get ready.
And
showtime.
Comedy.
Ooh, that makes me feel pressure.
No, I don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah, comedy.
Should we change the section
hold on.
Of iTunes?
Hold
interaction.
On. And drama.
Drama.
I like that more.
You want to hear some drama I had a couple nights ago?
Let's do it.
You saw that new marquee we have, that low-res piece of shit, $200,000 marquee.
No idea what you're talking about.
Giant marquee outside. You saw it because I put your
picture
on
what?
The improv here on Melrose in beautiful Hollywood, California.
Yeah, I'm out front just minding my own business, talking to my wife on the phone. And Mike's like, look at that.
Oh, I have a wife.
And I, and I look up, and there's a picture of me on the phone with the wife, illuminated, giant, all across Melrose.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good times. So
nice.
Here's the thing.
Did you get any new Twitter followers?
No,
so,
I did not get it. Is that how your entire little brain works? Everything's
absolutely.
Like
someone's driving by and they see the picture and they recognize Anderson and they go, I should see if he's on Twitter.
Yeah, is that how that works?
You have a new follower.
No, you just hold your phone up
Melrose
and you can find
PD.
People on Twitter.
Wait
now.
A minute. Let me ask Tyler a quick question. If you had an open microphone that was going to go, let's say tomorrow or sometime this week at
tomorrow.
The Democratic convention, and you could say, like, 10 syllables, what would you say? Follow me on Tyler Ruins Radio.
First of all, it's not my Twitter account.
What would it be?
It'd be follow me on Tyler Ruins TV.
You would actually say follow me. That
no.
would that would be the thing you would choose.
No, because they would put it up on the screen anyways.
No, if they're not going to use any kind of Chiron.
What? Yeah. Why not? Chiron sounds racist, doesn't it?
I put some digital graphics on that marquee.
We're back to the marquee.
No, this is after you and I saw it.
Yes.
And all of a sudden... I get some frantic calls.
Tyler's having some headphone issues. Just make it work.
That's
Tyler.
All right.
Okay.
I get some frantic calls from this club going, we have a huge problem. The marquee is so bright.
This club. We're talking about the world famous Hollywood Improv
the
from
Reto,
where we sit.
The upscale Mexican restaurant across the street with a celebrity
people
chef.
People are getting sunburns
name,
from across the street.
Okay. Listen.
I've heard this story. It's a good one.
I cannot tell you, honest to God, I can't embellish it enough. Right now, the brightness is 25% of what it was, and I dimmed all the prints down too, and it still is bright. When I came over the hill, I thought there was a special event happening. Now, I swear to God. And when I parked and realized that was us, my stomach sank, and I walked straight into the Reto and said, can I speak to the manager?
The Reto.
And I went, listen.
Upscale Mexican restaurant across the street.
I go, I'm sorry.
Is that even your responsibility to
I
go
just,
over there?
I went over there and went, I'm sorry. And the guy goes, yeah, it's really a problem. We had to move everyone off the patio because no one would sit out there.
Everyone in the restaurant was wearing sunglasses.
I'm standing at the bar at the Reto. You know where the bar is? Like 30 feet into the restaurant, talking to him. And on the wall of the bar are shadows from the people sitting in the restaurant. It was that bright. And it was. And I just went, I have to go home right now and turn it off.
And he has to go all the way home to turn it off. That's the best part. You can't do it because it's a 3-computer system.
Yeah. And I have to. I control it from my computer in the valley.
Or his phone.
Yeah.
So it was in your
You had
phone
to go all the way
you?
Home.
Why didn't you do it on your phone?
I tried, and it kept on denying me. I've got the whole system
in my phone. It kept putting
my
picture up on the phone.
Yeah. But it's funny, because I
Mike, you have too much power with that.
Way too much power, yeah. Way
Why aren't you
power.
Putting, like, in the middle of the night, like, check out the app?
I do. I put Angeline up there.
Yeah, he puts Angeline.
I put Angeline, and
He's
I got
very self-serving.
And somebody told on me immediately.
Why?
I got
said,
a call.
They said, why are you putting porn up?
Like at midnight, I got a call from our corporate manager. Goes, why are you putting a stripper on the marquee? And I went, it's not a stripper, it's Angeline. And I went, who called you? And he goes, let's just forget it. And I'm like, no, who told on me? Like, who immediately
probably Angeline
called to tell on me? I think Angeline would come and pose for it underneath.
I
it.
Think she's dead.
No.
No,
I see her all
still
the time.
See her.
Yeah.
Angeline, for those
How
of you who
How does she make
know?
Money?
Sells her clothes and sells stuff out of her Corvette. If you see her on the street and say, can I buy a t-shirt, she opens
she's
the
less,
back of her car.
Less
she's
of a
got
whore than we are.
An entire shop in her car. She's got t-shirts. She's got DVDs. She's got all kinds of stuff for sale. And people stop her often to buy stuff. Very often, including one of the managers who works at this club who's here right now. She has stopped Angeline several times.
How do you have all
There's
this information?
There's a dimmer on the right.
How do you have all this information?
Because I was obsessed with her for a while. And that documentary that was made in the 90s is great. And you should see it. The only problem is you can't.
Okay.
I bought every copy and I destroyed them. No, it's only available on VHS, and I can only find them on eBay for too much money, and I'm not doing it. It was never transferred
not on YouTube.
To digital.
No one put it on YouTube?
No, I'm not kidding. It's black and white. It's 25 minutes long, and it completely sums up her life in 25 minutes with her boyfriend who pays for all the marquee, all the billboards.
Can you give a quick explanation as to what we're talking about?
Angeline is a wannabe movie star who never made it into the movies.
She never made it into anything.
The fact that she was a known entity in Los Angeles, and at times...
She was a bit of an experiment, a social experiment. experiment.
Yeah. At times, she had upwards of 500 billboards mm-hmm. with her giant-breasted pink cleavage. Outfit yeah. wearing,
she's like,
bleach blonde hair.
Yeah. She's like every, like if you imagine someone made in a like a cheap lab trying yeah. to be on Baywatch, yeah. like in the...
Or trying to like replicate
yeah.
a Barbie.
Yeah.
And so she's probably in her late 70s now. Yeah. And when you see her, she
like
hides her face.
She looks like a monster.
She hides her face 100% of the time. She yeah. covers it with a
she
fan.
She drives around in
she
a
She puts
pink,
her hand in front of her
pink
face.
Pink Corvette with a vanity yep. plate that says Angeline.
Yep.
And I see her often in my
so
neighborhood.
So do I. She must, yeah. live in the, she must live in the valley.
I think
she
does
over.
Calls. I think she'll show up at your house. I think she's still technically a call girl. And she'll show up at your house or at an event for X amount of dollars. So I see her tooling around quite a bit. She was actually gassing up at my gas station
yeah.
where the Angry Little Man incident took place a few years ago.
Yeah,
she was there.
Can you imagine how different her life would have been if she had done this in the age of like social media?
Well, she would just blend. You don't understand, Tyler. It was before they had like Facebook postings.
Before
where you had to buy
before
you had to buy billboard spaces.
I know, yeah. but imagine if someone did that now and bought billboards and had, like if she had had those big billboards that said like "Follow me on blah
she,
blah blah."
She had a guy who was financing her for probably 10 years, and he's in the documentary, and he's weird.
I want to see this documentary. She's actually speaking of film. We were talking about film right before this here program began. Before we cracked the mics, and Mike. Second student film that I made, 3-6, which you I think both of you have seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's one little clip about people who want to be famous but shouldn't be famous and should never be heard from or something. And
like,
I did like a montage, of a bunch of different billboards with annoying people on there. She was one of them. Mm-hmm. That was shot way back in the day when there were still Angeline billboards. I don't think there's one.
We
got to
get
is
our
there?
Hands on that documentary.
Is there one left?
I don't. There's. I've seen him in the last 5 years. I've seen one or two here and there, but there was a point.
How many guys pulled off to the side of the road and started?
I was just going to ask how many hobos just jerked it under.
It's free. It's cheap and free.
You think hobos, their taste doesn't stay on par with everybody else?
What, Angeline doesn't work for anybody?
I don't think.
Oh,
she's
it must be
sexy.
Hard to be a hobo with really high standards.
Yeah,
no, because there's LA Express.
You're the hobo.
No, but you're
like
higher standards than LA Express.
Yeah, you just hang out by golf courses and.
How is LA Express a thing, and how is it allowed?
I know.
LA Express, for those of you outside
for
the LA area.
For those of you that didn't order mugs from us.
How is it a thing?
That's right. I wrapped the original mugs. Okay, LA Express is a periodical. I think it comes out like monthly or something.
Periodical is too respectful.
And it's very small. They actually have news reports in it, though. They actually have, like, you know, what's going on at the presidential debate.
That's the best because it is a porn magazine.
It's a porn magazine with a bunch
of... And then in the corner on the cover, it'll be like so-and-so... it'll have a human interest story.
Yeah, exactly.
But with a chick whose eyes are blacked out, who's showing her tits.
And they have all the masseuses, like in the
yeah.
private masseuses.
Yeah,
so
who, like,
many
they'll masseuses. Come over to your house naked. They're
yeah.
like, private, yeah. I call outs only, and I show up, sensual, naked, nude massage. That, but here's the thing.
That was the first time I learned what TS stood for.
What does it stand for?
T.S. Eliot, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Toe sucker?
Transsexual.
Oh, really?
That's $800 I'm not getting back.
I saw...
Wait,
I'm trying to interrupt your story
wait,
real quick, but
bucks,
I saw...
What?
I saw the
Why?
Best transsexual the other day because 800. He gave up.
The joke is that I ordered a transsexual from the back of the LA Express.
Oh, cost you $800.
He was
you know what's weird, though, is there are as many transsexuals being advertised for as there are regular...
Sexuals.
Yeah.
What?
That is odd. There's more, maybe.
What?
So just...
Especially in New York.
Sexuals and just sexuals...
There's
you know,
more
a couple
TS
of days ago, when it was like 105 or something like that, I saw the best transsexual dude, African-American guy riding his bike down the street...
Uh-huh.
Gave up, took his dress off, left the blonde Marilyn Monroe wig on,
uh-huh.
and just stripped down to his boxers. No, and took his shirt off, and he was riding his bike
so
with his
So he gave
dress.
Up momentarily. It's
when
not like he
this?
Gave up for good.
He was riding his bike somewhere.
Wait, what about that?
And he took off his dress and his shoes, and
it's
he was
a lot
pulling
of work.
Up riding his bike in like his boxers, but he still left the Marilyn Monroe wig on.
There,
and he was completely well-built, and it was just this weird, like
just,
you're a
quitter. Sounds kind of sexy.
Just been like, yeah, it does kind of sound kind of hot.
All right, that good. There is a...
That's
there,
what I'm saying.
Because all right, there is this whole
Welcome
like...
Welcome to the show,
LBGTQ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
so...
Yeah.
There is another
LBGTQS.
Segment. There might need it might need to be, and maybe it could be STs, maybe, because I'm sure there's enough people that it makes they can make up a community of people that were going to be transgender, because it takes a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot of work, a lot of you got to be committed. Who start smoking weed, or maybe they relapse, start smoking weed, and they're halfway through, they got their boobs halfway there, and they're just like, fuck it,
yeah,
I'm gonna let my beard grow out.
How does weed play into this?
Because they get lazy.
In the middle of my surgery,
I
start smoking.
Well,
weed,
no, because they got to do like a multiple.
I actually did hear there's a growing community of
see
people that have transitioned, and then they're like, I want to go back.
That's Corano. If Corano.
Oh my God! You instantly.
Tomorrow's a big day. You guys are gonna lop off my penis, and then the day after, I'm like, I miss him so much.
Who got that?
Him.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, Steve.
Do you think anyone refers to their penis as a her? That'd be weird.
I don't think so.
Oh, I guaranteed somebody does.
Yeah, someone probably does because everyone likes to call their car a she and stuff.
My like, dick Shirley.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna use her tonight.
Hey, welcome to After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano. Directed
Don't
by
you
Ray.
Dare say my name after.
There is Ty Ty, who is a little too comfortable for the podcast studios here
we
at
want
Sideshow.
Discomfort here.
We are still an independent program, but we are doing the show from Sideshow Studios here at the world famous Improv.
Independent.
We are in the big. I just unplugged myself. We're in the big
this
room.
This is the first time.
It looks like a Mexican restaurant that your parents would eat at.
Actually use the podcast room for a podcast.
But we're still not using their console.
Feels good.
No, we don't want to. Why would you do that? We got these couches over here. This is comf.
We're like on old man couches where they
deal
and deal.
I could do a solid like 7 hours right now.
You know those leather couches where they put the buttons in, but they got to put the buttons deep in so like it makes the little
holes? It looks like a couch you smoke cigars on while you bang
I would love
like
to have
three
a cigar
hookers.
Right now. Except for I'd probably get in trouble for smelling up the room with a cigar.
Yeah, probably would.
Well, like, because they're not, these aren't like the ones that like a classy rich man would have. They're the ones that would be in like the VIP section at the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
With strippers like slipping off of them.
Yeah.
Like sliding right off.
Woo! As a bottle, a magnum bottle of champagne comes with sparklers on it.
We got two extra thick stripper poles.
Guys, I had this thought today while I was watching Bourne. Jason Bourne. You know his name.
Yeah.
I 100% thought you said porn.
Born.
Me too. While I was watching porn, I had this thought.
And I was like, oh, wow, I'm getting really close.
I'd like to put my penis in that hole.
Takes place in Vegas. So, Michael, come on.
That's what I think when I'm watching porn. I'm like, I'd like to put my penis where that guy's putting his penis.
All right.
I'm serious.
I know you are. I don't need to hear it.
Oh. I thought you were saying that
we don't need to hear it.
That too.
You know, apparently, and I think
like when I'm watching
up,
porn, my number one thought is I'd like to be doing what he's doing.
So it's like career aspiration.
Like if you were to watch like some kind of cooking show and someone's eating flapjacks, you're like,
flapjacks.
Guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you put yourself in, like, do you live vicariously through the male porn star? Because I've heard that's what guys do.
Not really. Like, I like to imagine him like getting a phone call and having to leave and I come in.
So you put a fantasy within the fantasy. Because well, I think the way that they shoot them is they're imagining the guys that are watching them are pretending that they're the guy, so that's why they have the girls saying, "Oh yeah, it feels so good. Your dick's so big," because they're imagining.
I don't need that. Talk.
I don't need to talk at all.
Talk
quiet
at
down,
all.
Lady.
Yeah, I don't need it
quiet
fact,
down.
That's why I put tape over their mouths.
Wow.
Quiet down, missionary. Don't look at each other.
I put tape
just the way
over
God
his
intended.
Mouth, and then I draw a smile on it.
Okay, so I'm watching this movie. Takes place. The climax takes place in Vegas, and what do you see first and foremost? Right there in the middle, Trump Tower. Right, obnoxious, big, gold. And it occurred to me. Hey, if this guy does become president, like Mike Carano seems to think is going to happen, careful.
Let me say for the record, I don't wish that to
careful
happen.
Careful of saying that a lot, though, and trying to be like the predictor of things, because then you will find yourself rooting for it to happen. So you're right. Careful.
Nah, I'm not that self-centered.
So, if he becomes president, do like all the Trump towers? Do they immediately become like a huge target? Like if Obama had towers all over town, would that be like a target?
I don't know, but I feel uncomfortable even talking about it. Speculating on our potential terrorist targets.
I mean,
like if the White House had like little mini gold White Houses all around the country.
Oh, that would be hilarious. All trinkets.
You know what I mean?
I watched about the first 20 minutes of Bernie Sanders tonight and I got choked up.
People were like openly like weeping.
Yeah. Yeah. Tara was crying.
They were booing.
People were booing Hillary.
They were booing Hillary.
Whenever he'd mentioned her.
That room went berserko.
Where was he?
He just waved for like 30 minutes.
Several minutes.
Have you passed his headquarters here in L.A.?
No.
You know where they are?
It's on fire.
It's right across from the Peterson. It's that old diner that they use for movies now. You got to go there and take pictures. You're going to love it.
Oh,
they have like a Kentucky Fried Sanders bucket.
What?
And it's called Sanders
it's
instead of Joe's.
It's
got to
be taken down now.
No, I was just there 2 days ago.
Wow.
I'll show you a picture.
I didn't care much for it, but then now that I'm actually having to face the facts that we have two choices that I am repulsed by, I don't know. I wish Sanders was back in it. Like, I'm thinking if Hillary Clinton has, like, a little stroke, not a big one.
Uh-huh.
What happens then?
What do you
Does
mean?
The vice president jump in and go like, I'll run now, and everyone forgets about
Yeah. I think Sanders is, and those new, there's been, I don't want to get it too deep into like the politics.
Well, let's not.
Oh,
let's
you
not.
Mean,
but the latest WikiLeaks is showing all the emails that were like going up to, that should, never mind. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get all angry and heated about politics.
Because
honestly, not all, for sure, none of the three of us are well enough informed to make a choice to even vote, let alone anything else.
We're not
well enough informed. No one's well enough informed to vote. We don't know. Everyone.
We're not even well enough informed to join the MTV Rock to Vote campaign.
What is with people wanting other people to vote? Like, how does that?
That's just all. Like, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's a bunch of kids trying to jump on the bandwagon. It's like when people are like Starfur, man, and putting bumper stickers in their car.
Well, I think people want people to vote because they assume that those people will vote like
them. Oh my God, that's awesome. That's crazy. Wow.
How do you guys not know of this?
I did not know of
that. I don't live here.
It's Bernie's campaign headquarters, and they're still there.
Wow.
And it's where Walter in Big Lebowski said, "You want a toe? I'll get you a toe."
Yeah.
I'll get you a toe.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
That's pretty great, right?
That's fantastic. I like
it. It's open 27 hours.
It's also in American History X, where he's on the phone with his brother right before. I can't do that because that'll give away
the movie.
It's got to
be in the movie stuff. Where is the donut shop from Boogie Nights?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you talking about?
Do you
want to
put your dick in the hole?
Nobody wants to be the guy that's putting his dick in the hole.
No, I just wanted to. I wanted to get a donut. I was looking for a good donut shop.
I could go for a donut right now.
Any indicator of how good the donuts are is
they wouldn't have put it in a movie if they didn't have exceptional donuts.
Are you talking about the big giant Randy's donut?
No, I'm talking about the one where the shooting goes down, where a Donald Trump supporter pulls out a gun and shoots the other dude, shoots the Hillary supporter.
I don't think that happened in the movie.
Yeah, I don't think it happened yet.
What?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Guys, I was at In-N-Out the other day with the wife, right?
Wow, must be nice.
That's
pretty nice. We had to go inside because it was a long story, but like she didn't have her card because I had her card and I had to show up. So we were actually on one of the rare occasions where we're actually inside.
What card are you talking about?
Her credit card, because I had used it like the day before to buy her fast food.
That's illegal.
I had to show up and, you know, she was coming straight from work, so I had to leave and meet her over there. We're inside. It's not illegal because I'm on the account, Tyler. Nope. So we're inside. We're waiting for our food.
Say your name on the card?
It's really rare that Jalen and I are inside of a fast food. We're in line at the fast food drive-thru, but we're never inside together. Yeah. So it's one of those rare occasions, and I'm glad we were in there because something kind of cool happened.
Okay.
A little girl, probably age six, maybe five or six, and she was in there with her dad, and I was watching this little girl. That sounds bad. Mm. But I was watching her because she, I don't know if you guys have been around sick kids much, but when they have to take steroids.
She was sick?
When they have to take steroids, like their face gets really, really round and they look like really super like obese, like heavy.
Like for a cancer treatment or something?
A lot of the time it's cancer treatment, yeah. And they're under steroids.
Immune deficiencies.
The steroids, and the blood disorders.
Is that what Jerry Lewis had too?
Jerry Lewis has, he's just a giant ego, which makes his head large.
No, he was taking drugs when he gained like 100 pounds.
So I'm watching this little girl and I'm like feeling really, she's getting that Coke with her dad over the dispenser, a Coca-Cola. And I'm almost getting a tear and I'm really missing camp because there's so many kids up at camp that are like that. And we're number 37, right? We're waiting for our number to be called and they yell out 37. So I'm about to get up and get to 37. And the little girl who's got the steroids beelines it for our food, snatches it. I'm realizing healthy as can be. She's just super fat.
Oh,
she could not wait to grab our food.
Oh.
And like her hands like digging around inside.
Oh,
I'm like,
you thought she was on steroids.
I thought she was sick, but she's just fat.
Yeah.
So I went from like welling up and tearful and feeling bad for this little girl to wanting her eliminated.
So
get her out.
What'd you do?
So excuse me, that's our food.
And she had her hand in it?
Yeah, she was rooting.
And she looked at you and said, "I know," and then just ran off.
I don't think she spoke English.
She probably did not wash her hands.
She was Chinese.
She was heavy. She made Rotund look thin.
You should have said, "I thought you had cancer because of your fatness."
I should have said that. I don't know how that would have helped
anyone.
You could
fuck her up.
Did she get her gross little hands on your fries?
Yeah. They were in there, and
I would have returned them.
And I was kind of saying it.
Although
to her
that's
her
awkward,
dad.
Going to the cashier. Excuse me, a 5-year-old put her hand in my
fries. I felt like such a snitch because I'm like, hey, guys, I think that's our food. Excuse me, that's our, believe that's it's ours.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And like they don't hear me or they choose not to. So I have to look to the guy, the In-N-Out guy with the little paper hat, paper mache hat, and say,
safety pin.
That little woman took our food.
You called her a little woman?
I don't know what I said.
Louisa Did you make them Alcott? Make you more food?
No, we just took it and left.
Did you eat it the whole time being like, this tastes about 18% less as good as it should?
Tasted like roids.
It would have been on my mind the entire time that like
Did you want to grab her by the hair and pull her close to you? And go,
I don't think her hand went so.
37 is our number, you little fucking cunt.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm. I'm just saying, did you want to, like, fantasy-wise?
No, I'm not quite as violent as you in my fantasies, Mike. Mm. Why are you so violent in your fantasies?
It's just anger issues.
How's those going? Those going any better?
What?
Your anger issues.
I think they're better than they used to be.
Mm. Remember Superman.
Okay. Is that a quote from a movie that I'm not familiar with that you guys...
This is like that sounds like a code word that just started like a race war.
It feels like it is. It's from
anyone that just heard that is like, it's happening.
How does one start a race war?
I don't know, but also a podcast would be the least effective way to do it because like there'd be people like 2 years from now they're like, oh, it's time.
Remember
Did
Superman.
That guy say someone from the Middle East works at 7-Eleven and they didn't really care about his Slurpee?
Where do they get these books? I'm doing a mic run. I realized, like, as I was asking the question, I shouldn't be doing that.
Donated.
Because they're terrible.
All of us brought books and just left them here, and I have a box on my floor that I haven't brought in yet.
The way better have, like, thing to do?
Little Girl
there's
Lost.
There's, like, old
the,
man...
Drew Barrymore biography. I have...
bookcases in this room that we're in, and the first book that I saw was the... remember the Hounds movie guide? The Video Hounds movie guide before IMDb existed?
No.
And it was like a big book. Every year they'd have a new one. The 1996 is up there, and it was all films alphabetical. And you would like look for it. It was my Bible. I looked at it all the time.
That was the when your annoying girlfriend or wife would be like, isn't he in that one movie?
Yeah, you'd have to start leafing through. Yeah, leafing through. And they have it all cross-referenced and stuff. So every single year I would get one of those Video Hounds giant books. I'm sure some of our listeners know what I'm talking about. And
you want to steal that one and have a nostalgic moment?
No, I have that exact one in my house, and I've been trying to throw it away, and I can't bring myself to it, throw it away.
Yeah, you can, because you know that this place has one. If you ever need
it
here.
Is there a bookshelf behind me, too?
There is.
Is it full?
It's Star Wars. There's a Star Wars book. There's a Civil War book. All right, enough about the books.
I left about 10 books here, but I've got a big stack of shit that I bought that I thought was funny. Like, I bought two different copies of Escape to Witch Mountain, the book that was based on the movie.
Oh, that is funny.
The way it's supposed to be.
Really?
Yes.
The book was based on the movie?
Of course.
It wasn't the movie wasn't based on the book?
I don't believe so. There's a E.T. the book. Where do you think that came from?
Steven Spielberg's brilliant mind.
Script. Yeah, I agree. But it came from the movie.
He didn't write E.T., though. He didn't get full writer credit, did he? I'm sure he had someone holding his hand.
I just said that to agitate you.
Fucking loser.
There's a bookstore in Eagle Rock in the mall, that weird creepy mall in Eagle Rock, called, it's just like Dollar Books or whatever. Mm-hmm. And every single book is a dollar, but there's like good ass books. There's also good ass books.
Mm-hmm. Crown?
But
is it a crown?
Me and Lauren cleaned out all of our those built-ins in our living room. We just went and bought a shit ton of like books that like looked cool that I've never opened.
Oh, of course he didn't write it. Melissa Matheson wrote it. I knew that.
I know it's the show.
Melissa Matheson wrote it. Stop giving him credit for things he didn't do.
Look what you're doing right now in the presence.
I know. I could have looked up.
Held up book
I should have totally looked
cuts,
up. Why did I not do that?
Because he didn't remember Superman.
Don't you know what Remember Superman is, Ty? That was something I wrote for you.
What?
I wrote for you.
I made
a note. It's from Bill Burr every time he does a fucking MeUndies ad. And I think that he's completely reading the copy wrong on the Monday Morning Podcast. Every single week. He'll just be like, Remember Superman. For no reason. It makes no sense. What? And he never even questions it.
Maybe because he wore his underwear on the outside.
Modell? You've never heard him say Remember Superman.
No.
Oh, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that it's like highlighted in. I haven't done an
you guys,
ad for.
I know there's two shows happening beneath us right now, but does it sound like the Twin Peaks soundtrack is playing?
I don't know what that means, but yes.
No, it does not. I feel like we should talk about the bookcase some more if we're going to talk about inaudible sounds. Totally inaudible. Mm-hmm. Okay, a little bit. I just heard a little twinge of it. Yes, a tiny bit.
I've never seen Twin Peaks.
What?
Have you guys been watching Stranger Things on Netflix?
Fucking A. All right, you know what?
It's Ted.
I give Speely a lot of shit, but they have been able to capture everything that made Speely go back
it's
in the
everything
early
that,
80s.
Like, about 80s films, like, that, because my generation is going back and watching 80s films. So it's like, it's, you're like, oh, like, I recognize this. This is all comfortable. Even the movies that I haven't seen, like, I know what this is.
I like the production value and the feel of it more than the actual storyline. The storyline's good as well. And what's funny is Winona Ryder is pretty much the only face that's recognizable in the show, and she's the only one that's not a good actress in the show. She's the weakest link. Mm. And it's all unknowns.
Unknowns.
unknowns. All right, how's
the kids
that?
Are great. And kids that, are all that, great. Dude, that was fucking theme song gets me so pumped
up. It's so David Cronenberg.
Was there a reality show called The Weakest Link?
You are the weakest link.
What was that? What was the premise of that show?
A British lady would yell at you when you got questions wrong.
Game show.
Oh.
She'd snip off the tip of your foreskin.
And also I had Ozzy Osbourne saying it on Loveline. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. He said that to a caller. And I used to play it to every caller subsequently after that was sucked.
What's Loveline?
I don't have any idea.
You should look it up in that book.
It's not going to be in there, Titan.
What if it is? Loveline, the movie.
I can't believe I missed that opportunity when we're trying to figure out who wrote E.T. How did I not grab the book?
Because we're not good at this.
I think that's a long ways away.
It's a message that I should throw mine away at home, right?
It feels like we're going to have a sleepover, guys.
It totally does. And
I'm like looking forward to it, but I'm realizing that
the more time we spend in here, the more I realize this could be my apartment if they would allow me to.
Mike starts living in here.
If they would allow me to live in here and it was reasonable rent, I could absolutely live in here.
You know what? They should pay you to live in here, and that would actually help out every single show, I think. It would give them like a backdrop. You should have a rotary phone that rings. Mm-hmm. And they should just do the show. Like, that's their gimmick, is like all sideshow shows do it from Mike Carano's apartment. You can just hear Mike doing stuff in the background, like ranting and raving about something. Like, his phone will ring. He'll be like frying some eggs.
We're coming over and doing the podcast in the corner.
I could totally live here.
I would like to listen to a show where they do it from the same person's apartment. It's an old, crazy guy. You don't get the appeal.
I like that idea.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah,
I like it. Not bad.
I think it get old real quick.
All right, should we get some mail going here?
Yeah, there's some mail. What do you guys think of this? I haven't spoken with him yet, but there's what appears to be a homeless, very strange looking guy.
100% thought he was going to say very hot.
That hangs out near the 7-Eleven near me. He looks like he's a fisherman. Mm-hmm. Like he's been on a boat for 60 years and just stepped off on dry land. He's very, very worn down by mm-hmm. the sun and the winds of time, mm-hmm. the sands of time, whatever it was that wore him down. And he's got giant,
oceans of time,
ridiculously huge
waves of
buff arms.
Balls.
Oh, yeah?
And he wears overalls. Mm-hmm. Here's the clincher.
What's the clinching?
He plays some of the most authentic, beautiful flamenco. Folk music and sings and plays the banjo. And it startled me. It was so beautiful. And I don't know how to feel about this guy who's terrifying. And I saw him in 7-Eleven buying a bag of ice because he lives in his van, and he mm-hmm. puts the ice in front of a battery-powered fan, and he was
old
just going to go to bed. And
does that actually work? Does it really blow the?
I pulled.
Cold?
I don't know, but
him.
It makes me feel like I'm watching a movie immediately.
Yeah.
When
I recorded
talk.
The yes. whole. I recorded this conversation.
Does
which
it have the little streamers on the fan?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah. Make sure you know the fan's on. But I said no music tonight, and he goes every night of the week. I'm in the laundromat playing music. And I went, okay. And he went over to my car and like rested his arms, and it scared the shit out of me because those.
He
giant
has a residency at the laundromat.
Hulk arms. But I don't know how this guy would not strike you as a guy who's going to play beautiful music on the banjo.
That's what
and
you
sing.
Like is that it's odd. It's
it was fantastic.
I never would associate banjo with beautiful music.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's good
you've
banjo.
You've never
but
seen Deliverance?
You're yeah. right. It was beautiful.
Brings a tear.
Okay.
You know,
I brought that up to lead into the second part of the story, which I'll make real fast.
Okay.
I did a stupid thing by following these guys around the other night.
Why
last,
were you,
the night
were
before
you
last
angry,
night, I
angry
saw
them
graffiti on the wall
oh,
and then
God,
went to their car.
You're an old man.
And they parked next
you
to me.
You are an old man.
And the guy stared me down when they got back in the car. And I decided I'm going to follow them and take some pictures of them graffiti in the next building.
Right.
Which they did. And I couldn't get the pictures because the guy saw me. And he was looking right at me. And it freaked me out. And then I became enraged. Mm-hmm. Like that they're blocks from where I live. And they're just running up and like a... you know, literally tag teaming a wall mm-hmm. and just doing all their shit and then jumping back in the car and looking for another spot.
What kind of, wait, there's two very different factions of taggers out there though.
I don't know which one this is.
Was it kind of like nifty looking?
I don't.
Or was it really bad swirl that you couldn't make out at all and with the lining out of the things above it?
I'll take a picture.
And were there X's involved?
I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. I don't
because
know.
Sometimes it's not about the art at all. It's just about, hey, this is our fucking turf.
Were they writing cab?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, this was not about the art. It was
you
like
sure?
three giant letters on the side yeah. of a dumpster and then on a wall.
But I think it's still tagging. I think it's still tagging for recognition and not for territory.
Should I go over and cross it out and put after disaster podcast?
Well, you should not do that.
I think we might be big with taggers because PAB is people.
PAB is a thing.
People tweet me.
Yeah, PAB is, but that's somebody's tag. PAB that's just all somebody's the time. Tag, yeah. And I'm
yeah.
fairly certain they have nothing to do with us and they don't know we exist. I don't think so. I don't think so. PAB. PAB is a thing, though. I see it all over the
yeah,
all over your neighborhood. Oh, what if it's Mike?
You know what? You're correct, because the first one I saw was on one of those giant like construction dumpsters,
yeah.
and somebody did PAB down the entire
big
side.
In North Hollywood.
Mike,
really
what
big.
If you got the gumption to walk up to the person who you saw tagging, and you
like, hey,
grabbed
them
and
you're probably
turned them around,
to meet me, but...
and it was you.
What? Dude, you've been watching too much Stranger Things. Mike, you got to watch the Stranger Things.
Okay, what were you saying?
I'm still not done with it.
Me neither. I'm only three
eps.
I'm only three in.
Two eps left.
I finally finished Orange is the New Black.
Oh, this happens. This season was not as good. Not as good. Still good. Still love that show.
A lot of people hated last season and thought this season was way better.
I didn't really like the Bieber lesbian much. She didn't do much for me. So, yeah, I was kind of glad to see her not be as integral a part this season.
Right.
You're a homeless guy. I can almost guarantee that I'm not saying that she knows him or that he's her client. I don't know. I have no idea. But I can almost guarantee that Jillian is familiar with him and she knows his story probably.
Ask her, please, because I'm fascinated by this guy.
I got the homeless hookup in the San Fernando Valley. If you guys ever need anything,
hell yeah.
any info,
I'm considering
any
asking this guy if I can like do like a little one-on-one interview with him for like a half an hour.
You would have to befriend him first before you
go gotta
go.
You gotta go like wash some clothes.
You gotta have an authentic long conversation with him at least once, if not twice, and then say, "Hey, I'd like to share your story with some people." You can't start off with camera because
he's actually made two small cameos in my own podcast.
Yeah, but is he like over your shoulder?
Once I pulled up to 7-Eleven, I'm like, "Oh motherfucker, I can't get out of my car with this scary guy sitting there."
Right.
Amen to that. You know how many different 7-Elevens I've driven
to? About
a
minute and a half.
Really? Are you serious, Ty? God, you're a scared little white boy in the city.
But I got out.
Are you
I got
serious
out.
Right
Sometimes
now?
Sometimes he looks scary.
Really, Tyler? Come on.
I got out of the car, and I couldn't believe how beautiful the music was. And I rushed
heard,
into 7-Eleven to get back
out.
Did
you get a tape recorder?
It was already running, and I stood in front of him for about a minute and a half, and then I think I may have given him a 20.
What?
Yeah.
Michael, settle down.
It was worthwhile. It was worth it. It was worth it.
What if
gave
Tyler,
a 20? That better be
what
some
if
good
Tyler
ass banjo music.
Busted out like a banjo right now and played more beautiful. Would you
what
get
if I tell
20?
The story and I'm somewhat consumed with this guy and then you guys find out it wasn't even a banjo? I'm that far off the mark. Because it may not have been a banjo.
And,
it
was like and a recorder, he invites us to go watch the guy play and we walk in and it's Mike.
Yeah, in the mirror. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! That's not even how the show works.
I have a shitty beard on and I have like fake muscles.
You're like crying.
Like I do every time.
All right, mail. Tyler?
What?
Well, we got a postcard. And what's funny is when I pick up the mail from the P.O. Box 570058, Tarzana, California 90057. P.O. Box 570058. I think it's going to lapse soon.
85.
We're going to keep it or we're going to dump that? We're going to lose that mailbox.
I don't know. I have a cold cockle actual address now, okay. So maybe I should start using that one just for the sake of funds. I don't know. Hey, anyways.
Or we can actually, I wouldn't trust it completely, but if people want to mail shit to us at the and use this as an address, the improv.
It's no, don't do that because it'll get lost in the shuffle. But the P.O. Box has definitely dropped off and, you know, I can't see why it wouldn't, especially now that we have like a more direct route, which is Patreon.
Yes,
but people still do send things, and we got a postcard here. It's fairly long. It's not that long, but it's from Rebecca Hernandez. So you'll like that, Michael, because it's from a girl.
No, and, I know her, and I like her.
And it's from Banff Springs Hotel, which I'm just looking at now for the first time. And this has been in my car for 2 weeks on the passenger seat.
Banff,
and I have not looked at it or read anything other than, you know, just casually looking over at my seat because I feel like I'd be cheating on you guys almost.
Good move.
You know what I mean? I didn't even see
would
this.
It help
Banff.
You to expedite your reading of that postcard if I told you she was incredibly attractive?
How would that help me? Is it going to make me read
faster? I'm just curious.
You can tell by her handwriting.
Does that really have any bearing?
Yeah.
No.
Always. Mm-hmm.
Jillian's handwriting is almost perfect.
Well, it's like a typewriter.
Nice.
She'll tell you otherwise, but she has very nice handwriting. All right, here we go. Here's
erotic
our,
handwriting.
Why would she tell you otherwise?
Because she thinks she has bad penmanship, but she does not.
That's
what are we
low,
talking penmanship
low,
of wives
that's
for?
That's a low self-esteem here. Problem that's
dear,
at an extreme I can't even here's, relate to seeing in a woman before.
What? Here's...
you know what? It's because you can tell how she uses like a little, you know?
What?
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 You know what they say?
Girl, right? You can tell.
You know what they say about girls with good handwriting?
Yeah. What?
Great it's, hand jobs.
What? What the fuck?
They could write something nice on your penis.
Dear Anderson, Mike, and Tyler, greetings from Canada. There is not that much to do here after dark, so I've... This is such like a rambling girlfriend letter. So I've been listening to lots of old AD episodes. Can't blame me. Just
excited
listen
to start the race war.
Remember Superman. Just listen to the one where you guys discuss the Make-A-Wish kid.
Why are you reading like that, by the way?
Because it's hard to read. Who wants?
Why are you doing like a voiceover, man?
Who wanted to shoot a polar bear. I watched the Penguins versus Sharks game on Thursday. I'm sorry the Penguins didn't win. Well, this is old.
This
I hope
old
they win
fuck
on Sunday.
We've already spent the money.
And you guys win the money. The hotel on this postcard is supposedly haunted. Apparently, they sealed a room shut because
what?
It was so haunted. And then two question marks. You guys should do a destination disaster there.
And then we go and we
haunted.
Check in.
Anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. You guys are the best. Thanks for doing the show. I wish I was BFFs with you all. Love, Rebecca Hernandez.
Okay, I wonder if it's the same Rebecca Hernandez that listens to the show.
Well, she obviously listens to the show, Mike.
Because I met her in Brea.
That was actually signed by...
Mm-hmm.
She's incredibly Mike pretty. Like you will meet her and wish she was like a
no,
total slut.
No, I think I know who you're talking. What? No, I don't
no,
wish any
you'll
girl
see her and
slut.
You'll be like, I wish she wasn't so sweet. I wish she was just a slut.
I think I know who you're talking about. She was at the Brea show.
Dirty
I,
sex.
I remember there was a girl who was like, she was pretty. It's like, wow, this is not like what most listeners...
Yeah. Yeah.
You would imagine looking like.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
What? I'm just.
Yeah, normally, all our normally our listeners are monsters.
That's a, speaking of monsters.
I like that music.
Yeah. It's the theme song of Stranger Things.
Oh, not too shabby. It's pretty good.
I like that downstairs Mobetta Mondays is happening, and upstairs arguably the whitest thing of all time is
what?
Going on.
No.
Three
no,
white guys doing a podcast.
Rally would be the whitest.
Playing
Stranger Things.
One
of the kids
YouTube,
is black. One of the
YouTube theme songs into the microphone.
You know what? This is very John Carpenter. That's what it sounds.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. It is. It is.
But it also sounds a little Scanners. It does sound a little bit like early 80s.
I like it. You know what I was telling Tyler when we were rocking up here? That Mobetta Mondays is a bad place to be if you're racist.
And I've met many attractive listeners, so stop it.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
Just saying she kind of stood out because she looked above us. Somehow.
She absolutely is above us. Absolutely. It was her, and she brought an intelligent, pretty friend with
like
her.
Like if Jillian showed up. If I didn't know Jillian, and she showed up at one of our...
Yeah, I'd be like, what's your problem?
Like, yeah.
What,
where's
your
boyfriend
you
that dragged
hammer?
You here?
Yeah, exactly. Where's your boyfriend that you like?
I'm sorry someone
boy?
Didn't tell you what this show was.
Yeah, exactly.
Go talk to Mike. He'll give you $10 back.
Well, that's like... I don't want to call people out by name, but that's like
just don't say it.
Australian girl.
What?
I don't want to say her name because she might not want us to talk about her.
Uh-huh. What about
her? But like, she does not seem like a listener.
No, she doesn't. She didn't seem like a listener.
She's super charming and super smart and pretty. And
speaking of smart.
Yeah, you're doing the exact same thing again.
Speaking of smart, yeah. I had this thought the other day. Mike, I think you'd appreciate
this it. This better be smart.
It involves smart and stupid people. All right, every day. We're especially if you live in a large metropolis, right?
Yeah.
You are surrounded.
Metropolis.
Detroit.
Remember Metropolis.
Miami.
If you're around in a heavily populated area, you're going to be, Tyler, you're like this, surrounded by mouth breathers often, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mouth. Do you get the mouth breathers?
Well, you say that. However, it seems to me that if we were in some little shit podunk town.
Yeah, but you're going
to
know them all individually and know their quirks and whatnot. You're not going to just see them as stupid people in your way. Go to Disneyland.
Oh,
idiots
yeah.
everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And guess what?
Everywhere.
Guess what? They're idiots. They're rude. They're assholes.
And they're
they
in your way.
Miserable. And guess what? Those are people that can afford $110
a person. We've had this conversation.
I know, but for like a 3-day trip, it costs you thousands and thousands of dollars. To
every time you're
there.
In line and you're furious because the idiot in front of you can't figure out how to like, how about this one? When I'm going to see a movie at my little art house theater, and the guy in front of me, my movie started 5 minutes ago because I like to avoid the trailers.
Yeah.
The guy in
yeah.
front of me, what's good here? Thinking about seeing a movie tomorrow.
What?
Here's yeah. what's good here. Is
tomorrow?
Tomorrow. That's what he said.
He's making his plans
I need
now.
To smash him.
I've
I need
never
to smash
heard
him.
Of somebody going to a movie
to
theater a day in advance.
I think he was like eating at the Waffles and More or whatever. The,
I've
the
never
place right there.
Heard
yeah, he
of
was
somebody doing that.
Question. Like that one time when I went to the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, right? With Jillian. Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was raining. And we're like in the rain waiting to buy our tickets. And the guy in front of me is like,
So, what's the biggest shark you have here? Go inside and look, you fuck. Oh, I hated that man so much.
Remember when we saw Fart Barf there?
Yeah, it was weird. That was very odd. I missed the part. I went to the bathroom, the part where they turned the lights off and all the fish freaked.
Crazy.
What?
Damn it. Yeah, all the fish freaked at the exact same time, apparently. Because they were playing in front of that giant tank that goes up like three stories.
It seemed really not
and they're
good
all
for
dressed,
the fish.
They're all dressed like Jacques Cousteau.
It definitely does not seem good for the fish.
But they turned the lights off, and the fish went berserk.
But they probably turned the lights off at other times, too.
Yeah. But they just...
Dude, when they turned the lights back off, was one fish dead? And it was like a spooky mystery.
It was as if you had a tank. If you had a tank with like 3,000...
And then they stopped playing and everyone was just trying to figure out...
Yeah, it became a dinner mystery dinner party.
The aquarium cop got up and took the mic and he locked the doors. They made everyone stay in.
All right, everybody.
Everyone was a suspect. Yep. And then we found out there was one hungry fisherman there.
Oh.
It would be like having
but he's,
like a thousand
he's a red,
cats.
He's, first of all...
Get out of here. Leave this room.
It would be like having a thousand cats in one space just minding their own business and then having an explosion go off and where they all jump.
I think Mike's tracking exactly where we
catfish
are.
They'd be catfish, though, in this scenario.
No, I'm just talking about cats.
Actual
cats. A multi-level plexiglass structure. Why not? Do you know I have fantasies about pets?
That's weird. Did you see that woman?
Like having one?
I have fantasies about if I had the money to do whatever I want, I would have a cat like Louie that I would love, or Dahlia, a dog.
Yeah.
And I would build like a hamster type tube apparatus
they
where they could
that.
Go upstairs, downstairs, outside, through the trees. And I would build this insanely expensive, complex structure just so my pet could have a sense of adventure and happiness. And I would also have a motorhome constructed where the cat had free rein, but it couldn't get out the door. Mm-hmm. Like, I've designed this in my head.
But if you're so rich, why don't you just buy, like, a big house with a big yard and you can just let the animal...
Well, if I'm that rich, I'm just going to kill cats for fun and pleasure.
So there's a certain dollar amount where...
Yes, there's a plateau.
It takes
bad news, kitty. I made an extra $10 today.
No, but he waits till the end of the year to see his tax guy. Figure out which bracket he's in.
As you know, I have a responsibility to take care of Tara's cat now and then.
Dude, I'm telling you, it would save so much time if you just adopted that cat, made it your own, and kept it at your house. You
wouldn't
constantly
be
going across
town. Louie is the reason why I have a fucking cast on my arm.
I know, dude. You're fisting the cat.
I showed Tyler the photo. Like, I drove by there that same night I met you here. That same night, I had to come over here and check on the marquee. And it was 1 a.m., and I'm driving by our house, and I see Louie in the window, and my heart...
Why was I here with you?
...was crushed when we were looking at the marquee that one night.
But why? Where was Tyler?
I don't know. What were we doing?
I think it was after the show, right? We had done a show, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it must have been.
No, it's fine, guys.
Okay, all right. Can we get back to the mouth breathers? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mouth breathers.
Mouth breathers. Dumb people.
Real quick, did you see the Chinese woman who got out of her car in the safari park in China?
No.
And a tiger head Chinese for lunch.
Like sweet and sour?
Oh, why'd she get out?
Is that why she got out? Because she saw it eating her food?
No.
So it was a mistake.
She got out
on her part.
Did a Chinese fire drill around to the driver's side, and as she's like leaning in, like I think she was fighting,
was it
like
egg rolls
or something like that. What?
You said the tiger was eating Chinese.
You just
food.
See a tiger what come kind of? From off camera, just grab her and pull her out. Worst part is, another woman in the car.
Wait, you see the footage?
Yes.
Does it like eat her stomach and then remains like what
no,
the contents
just,
like was it wonton soup?
It looks
or
like how like people kidnap someone and throw them into a van.
Right.
That's what like the tiger
quick,
did. Like
you're coming with me.
Came in and then just pulls her off.
What
camera.
Was the Chinese food though?
Her.
She's not food. She's a human.
The joke was that he's eating Chinese.
No, because she. But she's.
I'm with Tyler on this one.
Chinese.
I got the joke.
No, she's. Was he hungry an hour later?
I'll give you a chance to delete that if you want.
I know she was a Chinese food. God, I hate when people don't.
So her friend runs after.
Who was shooting the footage?
A security camera. Her friend runs after to try to save her. Friend gets killed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, he was hungry really shortly thereafter.
No, but she didn't. Her friend died trying to save her.
Oh, really?
She lived.
There's some ironic
same
moment
tiger
there.
Got both of them.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do with that tiger?
He's the king of China now.
That's what they get, because you know what they in China, you know what they like to do is eat tiger penis to help their erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. They I think they eat all the penises.
You guys want to hear something weird about Anne?
That's why you don't ever want to get a blowjob from a Chinese chick.
I'm gonna because they eat all the penis.
This will turn me on more later.
She's like, you part tiger.
Can I? Can I talk about a personal relationship that's kind of died in my life?
Oh, your wife?
So I want to air it all out. Can I air it out?
Sure.
Of course.
Let's do this. Producer Ann, she produced Loveline for 25 plus years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew her for 20 plus years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Worked with her for 17.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very good working relationship, considering mm-hmm. Ann and I both hate almost everybody.
Yep.
We
yep.
made it. We never got in one huge blowout.
Yep.
And we actually were kind of tearful. And when we were saying goodbye, we spent probably two and a half hours collectively on the phone the first week that Loveline was gone, because it was such a big part of both of our lives. And we were calling each other at the time that we would have been at work.
Yeah.
And we were leaning on each other a little bit. And Anne's a very good friend. And I was actually, it was nice to see that, you know, we're probably going to still, you know, have communications and whatnot. Because I've seen her, so many people came and went with Loveline, whether it was co-hosts or screeners.
Yeah, sorry, every day for doctors. Fucking however many years.
So many people came and went, and, you know, Anne doesn't keep up. I don't keep up with most all of them. So I was on my way out to Alaska, if you remember. It was like a week after Loveline ended, I was off to Alaska. And we were talking all the way up into that point. And I said, we'll get together, go out to dinner. She's very excited that Jillian's pregnant, because she had twins back in the day, and she was talking to me about all that. And I said, we'll get together when I get back from Alaska. And she goes, great. She sent me a text on my birthday when I was in Alaska. I get back. I text her, and I say, hey, I'm back. We should get together or something. Nothing. I text her again. Nothing. I call her up. Leave her a message. Nothing. I left two more messages, because I overdo things sometimes. And I say, look, Ann, you know me. You know how my brain works. I'm assuming that you heard something that's probably not true, or you've learned to hate me for some reason. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to assume the worst unless you call me back. Nothing. It's been 2 months, maybe three. Nothing.
Now I want to get to the bottom of this.
Today, a development. I'm having lunch with my mom, catching up. I get a text, and it just says on the, on my phone, right? The banner says, Ann, cell phone. Open it up. What does it say?
This is Mike.
Tyler! It says, hey. Not even a period, just hey.
No, you don't write the period. First of all, you don't know how to text. You don't write the period after
I
hey.
I know how to text.
No.
Hey, I gotta be honest with you.
You've been sending me texts all week.
So far,
with, like,
this sounds to me like she didn't get the other stuff.
So I wrote hi. And that was
she
it.
She didn't get
and
your
message never responded.
Oh. No, but it sounds to me like she did not get the other stuff.
How would she not get the other stuff?
I don't know.
You sent it from Alaska?
Magical stuff
no.
in the cloud. Oh. Satellites don't malfunction. I don't know. Very often, and by very often, I mean like once or twice a year, and it happened once on this brand new phone where I sent texts, I got no response, and then I got message not sent like 10 hours later.
Mm. You know what sucks? I don't even have records of any of my texts because my phone died, and I got a brand new phone, a courtesy of Apple a few weeks ago. So I don't have any text records except for, it's really weird. From like a year ago is where my first text show up. So for the last 12 months, just all text wiped. So like when I first text you, Tyler, it was like whatever, what I see on my phone was the last
some
one
hilarious,
I texted you from
some
like
hilarious
a year ago.
Observation from me, I'm sure.
And I was still angry with you back then.
For what?
I'm just mad at Tyler in general.
Oh.
Because I do good things, he doesn't like them.
He posted him scaring us.
Yeah.
He posted that, the video of him scaring us last week.
Yeah, it's a good video.
Are we scared?
I also posted how to make leg spiders.
Oh, gross.
And people have been sending them all week, and I've been retweeting
defense,
them. Our Twitter
defense,
feed is just full
defense.
Of people's
defense.
Why
defense?
Spider legs.
I just think about the guy holding up the D in the fence at the football game.
Why did that come to your mind?
Because I said disgusting, and I overemphasized the D, and I immediately went to defense, because that's how my comedy genius brain works.
Can we go back to the murder mystery party at the aquarium?
Stupid.
No, we can't. Non sequitur.
Hey, let's say for example, this was not a manufactured mock in an earthquake Mexican adobe style building with Gaudi with gaudy like carpet and everything, and you just had those chairs in your house. Would people think you were a fucking weirdo?
Michael's pointing to chairs.
Welcome to my house that Melania has designed.
That's what I mean.
They're straight.
Doesn't
out
it look like that?
Like the Queen of Versailles.
Yeah. You're right. That is what it looks like. They're two turquoise, overly padded, like king and queen resting chairs.
Or they could be from like
Madonna's
like, Alice in Wonderland set.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But
they're
would
powder
you
blue.
Would you think that's weird if you went into somebody's house and they had those? Unironically, would you go like you're
really depends
yes.
on the room.
Well, and the person.
Mm-hmm. So it's
like if you showed up at your house and you saw the Star Trek bridge.
Yeah.
Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah, you have a lot more things I'd probably be concerned about than if I walked into a place and they had those. You have like skeletons and
lightsabers,
busts,
weapons.
So, mouth breathers.
Yeah. Wait, so that's that? That's the end with Anne?
I'll let you know if there's any more developments, but thus far, that's all.
So hey, she wrote hey.
And then I wrote hi. I don't dare call her again.
She should have wrote hey with an exclamation mark. That's like the hello. Hey, just hey.
I learned
like,
this. A few weeks ago, she called up Emily. Emily Morse, sex with Emily. And Emily's like, yeah, Anne called me today. I called her back. She didn't answer, but she left me a message saying, hey, you're the queen of all things podcasts. I had some questions about podcasts. That offended me. Super offended about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's because I love Emily, but I know way more about podcasts than she does because I've done things on all sides for multiple shows.
My Twitter feed is constantly getting surprisingly dirty because she'll tweet things and I'm like not ready for a tweet that's like 12 ways to finger your butthole this weekend on my podcast. I'm like, oh,
you're like, I can only think of 10.
Emily, Jesus.
And I co-host her show still, you know, like once a week. And now that I'm separated from Loveline, it's like it catches me off guard because I'm not used to that kind of language.
It's
like the emails.
It's
that
like eight tips for licking dildos.
It's not quite like that bad. It's not quite that bad. But yeah, I'll let you know with the and
eight
thing.
Tips. I can't even think of one.
On how to lick the dildo?
Lick a dildo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With your tongue.
Yeah.
Tip one.
Number two.
With tip.
Number two, clean it with alcohol first.
Number tip, do that taco tongue thing.
No.
Number three.
I was downstairs in this very building, Tyler, at the lab where we did our last live show.
Isn't it weird? It's called a building. It's like it's already built.
Tyler, stop doing callbacks that very few people. You gotta have something, otherwise it's
wow,
still
that's
awful.
That's like blue balls. If you're not gonna give us those,
drive on a car on a what is that? Park in a driveway. Drive on a parkway. I couldn't think of it fast enough.
I was downstairs shooting something a couple days ago.
Wanted to make the whole plane out of the black box.
And people kept walking in, and it was so uncomfortable and upsetting. Yeah. Like the cleaning guy came.
Number seven, how to lick a dildo.
Stuff, my pitch video for groupers, which is coming along, the pitch video is.
That cleaning guy's kind of creepy, man.
I told him to just clean around me.
Yeah.
Then I whipped it out. I'm like, this needs a little cleaning, too.
A little spit shine, if you know what I mean.
Somebody in the office goes, I can't fucking stand the way that guy just
stands
behind you when you're at the urinal. And I went, oh. You're right. I have noticed that.
He just stands behind you and
he's
waits?
He's cleaning, and then you go step up the urinal, and he just kind of stands behind you.
And he's like
you.
Waiting in the line to clean it?
I think he might be secretly gay.
There was vomit in the urinal last week when we were here, and it was very upsetting.
I didn't see it.
I saw it twice because I went in there to pee twice.
You should have switched toilets.
I didn't pee on top of the vomit.
I never pee on top of it.
Well, maybe someone yacked out their cat.
It's like mixing ammonia and bleach.
Yacked out their cat? What? Is this episode in particular like unlistenable?
I think it's the most listenable.
Uh-huh.
I
don't know. So, mouth breathers, dumb people surrounding us, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a large metropolis. You see them. You can't go two blocks without somebody doing something, Tyler.
Nope.
Somebody doing something stupid in front of you.
And
you become enraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the guy in front of you that can't decide on what to do. Yeah. All those people. Like, let's say that there is a way to eliminate these people without like killing them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Without making them suffer. Just like... Okay. Send some alternate universe.
Yeah.
So far
where they
I'm
don't
in.
Exist.
So far, I'm totally in.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you push that button?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I think I would too. However, you got to think it through.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens.
Yeah. A lot of hot chicks go down the tubes.
Well, there's that, but.
You might be one of them.
You push the button.
And all of a sudden you get sucked in.
Oh,
no.
No.
You push the button and no one goes anywhere.
What?
That means you're one of them.
No. Tyler,
yeah.
Stop trying
Twilight
to
Zone.
Stop it.
In a world.
In a world what?
Where everyone's remembering
Superman.
Okay,
you push the button and what happens?
The Twilight Zone.
What's the scenario?
The society and the way that we function is instantly like elevated.
Yeah.
Everything's smoother.
And
everything's
we can't
better.
Compete.
We are now the dumb ones.
Yeah, and there's another button.
There's not another button, but we are now at the bottom.
You got rid of the other lady in the car. Now you're the one getting
everything's
munched
super
on
efficient
by the tiger.
Now and moving quickly, and they're all mad at us. We are now the mouth breathers. So I don't know if you can push the button.
We got to go bring up some people back. Mm. Take the heat off.
Or do you just like start handing out like mind-altering chemicals everywhere and like you don't take them? So
well, that would mean you're smart.
Hard.
Well, they'd be too smart for that. They wouldn't fall for that.
That's what I mean. You can't outsmart the smart people.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, this life sucks. Regular life sucks and your scenario sucks.
Can you just push the button and get rid of like half of them?
How about
can't
this?
Like half press it?
Here's
that's
what,
not how the scenario works.
Here's how it works, unfortunately.
Oh, I changed it. Mike, here's the thing.
You got to keep a few around?
I'm taking your scenario. It's right. My scenario. You know?
Well, I'd like to pose
it's
this question
to Bernie
Sanders.
It's the same, but
when
you press it, only half of them go.
You only press
would
like
you press
half
it?
Way? Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, thin that dumb mouth breathing herd. Yes.
Great. There, we solved the world.
Here's how it really works in life. Is instead of flushing... Instead of pushing the button and flushing away the dumb people, what you end up doing is isolating yourself in like a behind the walls neighborhood. That's what you end up doing.
Like Wayward
Pines.
We're
going to build the wall.
No, you migrate
huge
to the
wall.
Hills like people do in Los Angeles.
It's
going to
be a great wall.
Higher up where the smarter people live because they've managed to make more money. Mm-hmm. And then you eventually get to where you have a compound and you have assistants and stuff. And then you have the least amount of interaction with people. Because if we had
the wall's
going to
be gold on
cash,
our side,
we would extricate ourselves from every situation that we could feasibly get out of with dumb people. We wouldn't go to the gas station. We wouldn't get the oil change in our car. We wouldn't be going to get tires. We would do the fun stuff.
Shouldn't you be doing the oil?
We would
oil?
Never go, I'm going to go wait in line to pay for this 2 cases of water at Costco. We'd have an assistant to do that. Mm-hmm. So we'd
saying,
be out of it.
So
we'd be taking our private jets.
Any
so
of our listeners that
are
working
incompetent
at gas
TSA boob, you know, gives you the once over like you're a fucking petty criminal.
So you would never do anything common folk again?
No, that's what you do.
So you're an
that's
elitist
you
fuck?
Yeah, I don't think I would ever do that no matter how much money I had. I don't know if I'd go to Costco
cut to the three of us are sitting in our Rolls Royce.
Could you, wait a minute.
Champagne.
Mike, your brain is similar to mine in many ways. And let's say you have a lot of money. Would you be able to make a list, an effective list, for someone to go to Costco for you and pick out the right stuff? No.
I want
you
no.
Have
giant
to go.
Nuts.
I'm not saying
you have
we would
to go.
Do that. I'm saying that what society does.
I want a Star Trek poster.
I'm saying what society does.
I used to get enraged when I worked with Drew on the regular, and my ego was fucked up because of it, and also just my mental well-being was fucked up because of it, because no matter how hard I worked, how much stuff I did, I'd always feel belittled by him because he would always, inevitably, Tyler can vouch, come in 4 out of 5 nights going, I'm so busy. My life is so crazy. And everyone's like, comes in, they go, oh, there's Dr. Drew, hardest working guy in show business. No one works harder than him. And I'm working, busting my ass off, working 3 or 4 jobs, doing all these different things, doing different shows like, such as this one and other things, and going home and doing the fucking laundry and cleaning the goddamn cat litter and doing yard work. And I'm thinking, fucking Drew and people like him that are always bitching about how hard they work, when's the last time they actually pulled something out of a dryer?
Yeah.
When's the last time they actually put a dish underneath a faucet? When's the last time they ran a vacuum?
I
Drew
know.
Doesn't do his own laundry?
I don't think he does, no.
I think you might be thinking Drew's a little fancier than he is.
I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but I've gone over
live
there.
Live at that house that wander around.
I've gone over and folded laundry for them before.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Bad, not funny example.
No, they have people that do that. Like my best friend, Derek. I almost forgot his
my
name.
My best friend.
My closest friend in the world.
No, I was trying to edit.
It's on the tip of my tongue. It's
I was
on the
trying
tip of my
to
tongue.
Edit. Okay, this.
Tomorrow's going to be the happiest day in 3 weeks for me. I get this goddamn cast off and I get to look at my deformed.
Oh, wait,
little...
are you going to Facebook Live it?
What?
Are you going to Facebook Live?
No, I wasn't planning on it because I'm afraid there's some grossness underneath it.
Oh, there's definitely some grossness.
Nah, it'll just be like pale and like sweaty hairs.
Yeah, I don't want to show that.
It'll be primed and ready for the
what?
Spider.
Do you think there's one bug in there?
No. Derek had live-in help.
Yeah.
They lived at the house.
Oh.
And they collectively referred to them. I can't say it. But they had two... A married couple that lived in the house with them. And they did all of the work. All of it.
They had butlers? Yeah.
Essentially, live-in butlers, yes.
Yeah.
How rich is Derek?
He's got a
did
couple
they,
bucks.
Did they Jesus. Require that they dress a certain
He works
way?
His ass off.
No, I get it.
And he's a lawyer. No, he lives in a modest home in Malibu now. It's Malibu still, but it's very modest.
Sure.
It's a modest house. But when he lived in Seattle, he lived in the Beverly Hills of Seattle, which is Mercer Island.
Yeah.
And he had like a very big, posh house. And there, it was like you wouldn't even realize. I'd go spend like 3 or 4 days with him in Seattle. And like I'd forget. It's weird. Like you don't even notice them. They were almost working on another plane. Like the two housekeepers that lived there. Like they just like... One of the kids, because he has 3 kids, one of the kids would spill something, and like before you even knew what was going on, the guy's name was Dong. That was the name of the guy that lived with him, Dong. Dong would be in there wiping stuff up and cleaning it. Almost
Dong?
Like a robot, Dong. And then he would go back to his port, wherever it was, in the house.
Italian?
I got to be honest.
He was Filipino.
I don't trust this Dong guy cleaning up milk.
Dong and Rose.
Yeah.
And for a while, we thought
that's
Rose.
Good name for a song.
When they let them go, they let them go eventually.
Dong and Rose.
Like they freed them.
Yeah, freed
in
them.
My house
they
in
called
Seattle.
Them. I don't want to say. But they freed them. Yes. But Rose was there from the beginning of the time that their youngest child was born, yeah. Davis, right? Yeah. Why am I airing all of his dirty laundry?
I'm your real
so
mom.
Rose
well,
was
Drew's
there.
Not going to do it.
Yeah. This is not true. We're talking about Derek.
Well, I know.
Rose.
But Drew is the one that we said doesn't do his laundry.
Was so fucking close with that youngest kid, Davis,
yeah.
that there was real fear.
That she was going to take him?
Within the circle that, yes, that Davis might one day disappear. Yeah, it was terrifying. Scary.
Have they ever seen
okay
no, Davis
this
is
a good this is a perfect scenario to discourage you from trying to get higher live-in help.
Yeah, so if you're on the fence
I
about
would never
hiring
be able to
live-in
get
help
the fact that people live in my house to like do my shit for me.
Yeah,
I don't know how much money I would have
me.
To have
they'd see me coming into town and they'd be like, ah, oh, fuck, here comes like more work.
And you're like,
more
trim
work for
my
us.
Nails,
you're like
dong.
That, you're like,
totally just diving in head first, smoking a cigarette.
Like, can I'm imagining
you're in a pedicure.
I'm imagining,
dong, I'm sorry to bother you, but can you wash my hair?
I'm imagining you rolling in as pigsty from Peanuts, just that like cloud of dirt and flies
dong,
with you as you like walk.
I haven't taken a shower for 2 weeks.
I've
been waiting.
Oh God,
dong and Rose.
Dong, you need to brush my teeth now.
Oh, Dong's the one, because they migrated with the family down to Malibu for the first couple years that they lived down here.
Wait, they're afraid that Rose might steal their child, and they brought him with?
Well, yeah, that's the best
end game.
You don't let the Rose go.
Oh,
because,
it's you keep your friends yeah, close, you keep right. your enemies closer.
She's not going to...
And you keep your help closest.
Yeah, she's, the closest.
She didn't have to steal him if she was still living with him. See?
Oh, I see.
But they had like chickens in the backyard. They had a chicken yeah. coop, and they had chickens. Yeah.
And
they
Dong
named
would
them
strangle
all.
Them for entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not for entertainment. But like they had one named Harry Potter.
Fight, and they'd all sit in the they'd sit in the shed in the back. Mow.
Harry Potter. That's not.
They're doing the gambling thing that we always joke about.
I love the idea of just going get a chicken dong, and he runs out there, and he's got it in his mouth.
Harry Potter was packing one of the other chickens. And
Harry
all the
Potter?
Kids, that was what they called the one chicken.
Did he have little glasses?
No. And they said, Dong, he's being mean and we want chicken dinner. Dong comes out, takes the chicken by the neck, and he just does that thing where he breaks the
yeah,
neck.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then they just
go, like,
it, and they
like
ate
you're
it.
Cheering for Arsenio, but you're killing us.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm questioning Derek now. Dong.
Oh, there's plenty of things to question
Dong,
Derek about.
Harry Potter's being mean. We want chicken dinner.
Yeah.
And then a chicken gets killed immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's just like, this is life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is how it is.
Remember that, kids. The next time you're being mean, I might call Dong in here.
So was Harry Potter the last of the characters to get killed?
I think he's the only one they named Harry
Did
Potter.
Did they let Voldemort chicken?
I don't know if
they
had
those.
Snape first?
They have two dogs right now. This is embarrassing. Now, why am I airing all my best friends?
Okay, Dong, I got
they
bad
have
news.
You can't even remember his name. It's fine.
I was trying to self-edit.
Hermione.
I didn't want to say that he called the help slaves. Oh, yes!
But just don't say it. Change the topic.
I'm pretty sure if you press that button, you would disappear.
They're not slaves.
You
if
definitely
they're getting paid.
Would be one of the
and were they
I
getting
said
paid?
They're like...
Were
like,
they getting paid?
Yeah, they were getting paid.
Because how much time can you buy by threatening to call immigration? They can probably
get I think they're
months.
All illegal
I
on the books.
I think they're illegal.
Because Derek's married to... His wife is Filipino, and they were somehow related to her.
It was his like parents.
Oh, great.
His parents
they're like
law.
Second aunts and uncle or something.
Dong.
So they have a dog, right?
Yeah.
And when they lived in Seattle... She got in her head that she wanted to live in Malibu so bad that everything kind of became Malibu. For about 2 years before he actually moved his practice and moved his family out to Malibu, everything was about Malibu to the point that they got a small little black lab and they named it Malibu. Right? They still have that dog. Sure. They live in Malibu now, and they have a fucking dog named Malibu, right? Which is upsetting. Yes.
What's going to happen when they move to the Valley?
They have another dog named Callie from the Valley, and that's a dog that I rescued from a shelter kind of
that's weird that I said the Valley.
Sold to them. And I sold them on the idea of having Callie.
You've been selling dogs?
So they have this little Chihuahua now who looks like Stan.
And he's named, for God's sakes, help us find our son in the Philippines.
She's a bitch, this little dog.
Yeah.
And they why am I selling them out? They decided that they couldn't... That the dog was a pain in the ass and it wasn't as nice as Malibu.
So they had Dong snap his fucking neck?
No, but they said, they lived like right on a canyon where there's a lot of
coyote
activity. Yeah. And they said, let's see if she can fend for herself. And they've kind of been letting her have the run
this
of the land.
Like the fucking Hunger Games or something in your gut. And then they figured, let's see how much dynamite it takes to blow off her leg.
Oh, Derek.
Quarter stick.
Derek's one of the most unique individuals. All these things that I'm saying right now, 100% true. He would say them out loud on the show. So
the
I'm not talking
part?
Badly. What?
The slave part? 100%.
He'd have a way of saying it that you'd be like, it'd be less offensive.
I can't, he knew that it was upsetting and offensive, and that's why he said it.
They
he
weren't slaves, though. They're getting paid, right?
Mm-hmm. They're like indentured servants, essentially. Oh
my God. What if Derek, okay, could you...
They're
could
no
you,
longer with his family.
Could you remain...
And they're still alive.
Could you remain, you think? How do you know? You keep in touch with them? Or do they get back to you like Ann?
Yeah. No, but they're big Republicans. I remember when
Dong is?
Yeah, Dong was a huge big Republican. I remember him chanting 4 more years when I was up there for Bush's second term.
Yeah.
He was very excited. 4 more years. 4 more years.
Sounds like a bandwagon guy.
I like Dong. Dong was a sweetheart. Took a lot of shit from that Rose, can tell you that. Mm. I was always trying to stick up for him.
Was Rose her real name?
I don't know, but she hated me.
Well.
All right. Here's I got another piece of mail. It's the last piece of mail. Came in July 1st. It's been sitting in my car for a while, guys.
Definitely looks like okay. It's from a prison.
This is from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Uh-oh, prison.
From Mark Ferrarisi.
Definitely
Ferrarisi.
A prisoner.
Ferrarisi, I don't think so.
This guy's done some hard time.
Oh, wait a minute. But it's got the ACPCA, ASPCA.
ASCAP?
American. Oh!
The pet thing?
Oh.
The people for the ethical treatment of animals?
Yeah. No, American.
No. Yeah. Association of
Americans
chicken SP. Killing Filipinos.
Oh, this was thick. I didn't know if it's gonna be a long letter. I didn't know what it was gonna be. And it's I love it, but it's for me. There's a couple maps from the official maps that I collect from the National Park Service.
What is Olympic?
Olympic.
Yeah.
There's Manzanar. I should look at these on my own. An Olympic.
You really should.
What is Olympic?
We can just delete this part.
Where is it?
Sorry, this is probably up in Seattle or up in the Washington.
That's a state
area.
Park?
I don't think it's a national. I don't think it's a national park. God, I'm sorry. Should we erase all this part? Sorry.
Yeah. This will take no time at
all.
Oh,
wait. Do some Foley of opening a map for.
Oh, yeah, it's Olympic National Park.
Remember, we're doing free sound effects for our.
I didn't even know that was a national park. That's a great map.
It is.
That is a great map.
I've never been there, though, so I don't deserve this one. God damn it.
Nope.
God,
you have to burn it.
Yeah, call up Dong and see if he can damage it.
What?
What if you ask Derek how much do you pay Dong and Rose?
Dirty
and Derek
deeds
goes
done by Dong.
And Derek walks you down like some crickety stairs, and he's got their kids like
why
chained
he,
up.
He's
and
he's so
like,
rich,
I don't
stairs
pay
made of crickets.
I keep their kids alive.
Stairs out of crickets. I was.
I'd
reading,
like some oatmeal, Dong.
I was reading Mark's very nice message. Hi, Anderson.
How's
I do
his,
work.
Wait, how's his handwriting?
It
hot?
Doesn't look like he gives good hand jobs.
Mm. Yeah, this guy's an idiot.
For
stop it. I do work.
Press
for,
the button.
I do work for the NPS from time to time, so I picked these up for you. That was very nice. You should definitely check out Kalalach at Olympic National Park. Beautiful, Mark. Thanks, Mark. Sorry it took so long for me to open this. Yeah, Olympic National Park.
You and nice. Him.
There's 59.
You and him for a month.
And
I
him.
Saw that.
Yeah.
I get it,
producer Ann, who's... Ignore
did
me.
You see that newscaster, that reporter that fell off the waterfall in a national park?
What? Where? When? When did that happen?
Today or yesterday?
Nope.
Plunged to her death.
Oh, she did die.
Waterfall? More like reporter fall.
Oh, come on. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
The end.
No, dead.
Done.
Breaking.
What? Breaking news?
Yeah.
Breaking.
Da 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 da.
Guys, stop. We can't relive. It was magical last week. It worked. I can't. We can't force it.
Fuck
down.
You. People have been tweeting all week.
Yeah. Well, it's done now.
Callback.
We're killing it. We're in a bad way.
Still trying. Nothing hurt more in middle school and high school than when you're like
getting
a joke
raped by
and someone
janitor
goes,
in the bathroom.
Killed it.
Because like you try and like do too much.
Yeah,
that's like, the worst. One people like get a little laugh and they like try and take it for that extra mile. Just let it go.
No,
yeah. Let
no,
it go.
But the other worst is the person who's just mad that they're not funny coming up with the funny thing, and they're like, "Oh, you killed it." So
my brother changed
you.
It, and he would always say, "Lost it. You just lost it, dude. You lost everything. All the goodness you just had, you just lost it all. It's all gone now."
Typical Brett.
Typical Brett. Classic Brett. Oh, so maybe it's because of Stranger Things, but you know what's been stuck in my head? I don't even think they've uttered it on the show, but it's a thing from that era, and I fucking hate it.
Sounds like Ass Before Grass gives me some cash.
That's 70s. This is early 80s.
Nobody rides
for free.
Decolor Us.
Remember this one?
Baby on Board.
Sounds like a personal problem. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
I
absolutely.
Fucking
yeah.
hated that one.
What Take time is it? Pill. Time to get a watch.
That's not nearly as bad. Because you know what reminded me of it was when that little kid without front teeth said mental. And he kept saying mental. It's like, all right, that sucked too. But sounds like a personal problem.
Do they use language that was popular back then? Like
a little bit.
Retard and gay?
No.
He did say retard.
Did he?
In like the second episode. No, first episode.
Mm.
The kid with no teeth.
Kid with no teeth is pretty great.
He's great.
Okay, so Mike, you're not familiar with the Super Program.
No,
that
no.
We're talking about, but it's very good. And I think. Do you think he can handle it?
Handle it?
It's scary at times, and he's kind of a puss.
He'll be fine.
It's very good. Everything that you love about childhood movie going, and if you're anything like us.
Popcorn?
You should eat some popcorn while you, but it'll bring you right
Cutting
back
a in. Hole in the bottom to stick your dick through and jacking off in the popcorn.
Oldest classic joke in the West.
Duffer, the Duffer Brothers.
Shit, I gotta edit that out. Jesus fucking Christ, I'm losing my mind.
They obviously wrote. Have the people nowadays, kids nowadays that are making movies, they're capable of like, you know, really studying old stuff and then making it, but better. And that's definitely what these guys are doing.
People were capable of that for a long time.
No, for the longest time, you couldn't have access. Like, movies were in theaters when they were in theaters, and then maybe
good
wait
point.
2 years.
And they'd go get the Hound's book. Yeah,
nowadays, point. You could, like, watch all of Spielberg's catalog in one weekend if you wanted.
Yeah.
So, multiple times. So,
unfair. Sounds like your perfect weekend.
All of Spielie's. Spielie's got some great stuff. And without Spielie, like, this show doesn't exist. Like, this is Spielie.
Our show?
All, no, I'm talking about Stranger Things.
Oh.
I wonder if he would be offended by the fact that Anderson calls him Spielie.
I think he'd be offended that his greatest achievement, the creating the After Disaster, would be wiped off the map.
He didn't create the After Disaster.
Are you sure he didn't?
I mean, I guess.
You
there's
know what
a
I'd
possibility
like to see?
That if he doesn't exist, the show doesn't exist. I mean, there is that possibility.
You know
he
what
was
be funny?
Your classmate.
Or maybe it could be better if he didn't exist.
You
we'll
did
never
to,
know.
You did go to class.
I'm the only
Wouldn't
one who didn't shake
if
his
someone
hand.
Someone like Spielberg.
You know, like everyone like went up to shake his hand so they could tell everyone, I shook Spielie's hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't shake his hand so I could tell everyone I'm the only one who didn't shake his hand.
How often do you get to tell people that story?
Not very often.
And that's why you have the show. You made the show so you could tell
so
people
tell
how
the
you
story
didn't
about
shake
how
his hand.
I avoided Spielie.
I just thought it would be funny if you're someone like Spielberg who actually appears to have a lot on his plate and doesn't waste time with the minute things in life, probably. Mm-hmm. If he just took it upon himself to try to just fuck with people. Like, if he just decided After Disaster, you're going away. And just did everything in his power to destroy this podcast.
I don't think he'd have the power to destroy it. Do you think anyone has the power to destroy, like, our show without
killing
us? He
could probably make a few phone calls to Apple and go, I find this very offensive.
Not once we started a race war.
You don't think someone at Apple will take Steven Spielberg's call and he'd be like, I hate this podcast. No. He'd be like, you know what? We're going to bury these guys.
I guarantee he could wipe us off.
You think so?
Yeah,
I hate that idea. No. No, but we can still resurface somewhere else.
You know what he could do? He
but
could
I love
just...
the idea of rich, powerful people being really petty.
Yeah,
taking
that's
out
what I mean.
That's
what I'm
no
saying.
Reason.
But he couldn't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get that guy at Starbucks fired today.
He couldn't take us down. He couldn't.
He could.
And not because he made my coffee bad. Made my coffee fine.
He could just do an interview and go, you know, I heard these, like, the state of entertainment today, I heard these idiots on this podcast called The After Disaster calling me Spielie and just being insulting, and the one guy just keeps calling it Netflix, and some, you know what, I just don't find it entertaining, and we will
that
probably
would
have
so many more listeners.
We will probably have people that go like, you do another show, you're fucking dead, and we'd be like, hey, we're
going
to cancel it anyway.
Well, then Tyler and I would just be doing
Wait,
shows.
Wait, does Spielberg not know that he calls it Fuckflix, or do
fuck.
You not know?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, Fuckflix.
I love Fuckflix. I really do. It's just they don't pay me, so I can't be constantly plugging them if I don't get paid. It's an anti-ad, kind of. Fuckflix. I'm the only just for the record, he really was in my actual class. He was in my class, and it was very odd, and there's a whole story behind it, but he graduated in film school with my actual little class of like 24 kids. People. Mickey, Milo Janison, Spielie, and Anderson.
The big three.
The big three.
Yep.
We're starting a new show next week.
How many people didn't shake your hand?
Oh, anyone who if I put my hand out in front of someone, they would shake it.
What?
Anyone would have shook my hand that day. There was only one relationship that wasn't going to end in a handshake, and that was me and Spielie. And I made
everyone would shake.
Did
my
you?
Hand.
I'm saying, who's going to not shake your hand? You know how hard that
did
is to do.
Did you slight him? Like, did you walk by him and not shake his hand, or did you just? Not
I was
approach?
Exceptionally hungover. I don't think I'd slept the night before. I was like typical like college student, fucked up and.
I'd like to go back with a video, like if somebody had a video of this whole thing, and it's nothing like Anderson.
Oh, believe me,
Anderson went up and Steven's body guard pushed him away.
I remember coughing. Like I was sitting there in the heat; it was awful. And I was sitting there with, you know, because graduations, they're just the worst.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I hadn't had a cigarette.
Next to prison.
In like 20 minutes. And I coughed and like smoke came out of my
you
mouth.
You had a cigarette like, for 20 minutes?
Maybe a half an hour, maybe an hour. I coughed and like smoke came out. Like, sure, it was like, one of those nights.
I gotta go take a speedy.
Take a speedy? What?
Like, that's how much you hated it if you called cigarette speedies.
No, I love cigarettes, so I would not call them speedies.
I don't understand. That's how much you hated him. I hate this guy.
I don't hate Spielberg.
He makes these wonderful, inspiring movies that children and adults can share in alike.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know
he's
who
the one who wouldn't shake his hand.
Poltergeist is good.
Poltergeist is great.
E.T.'s good.
E.T.'s great.
Jaws, masterpiece.
Jaws was good.
No, Raiders Jaws of the Lost Ark?
Caused a lot of pain for a lot of sharks. No, look, the guy...
How did it cause a lot of pain for a lot of sharks?
Hundreds of thousands of sharks were slaughtered after Jaws came out.
Do you know how many people shoved scuba tanks down sharks?
Oh, man, that's the first thing I did.
Shot BB guns at it?
None.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
He wasn't even there for... He gets too much credit, guys. He gets too much credit.
Famous scenes in Jaws with a goldfish, and you could buy a kit where you have a little teeny scuba tank and you jam in his mouth, blow him up.
Yeah, you just get like a... Yeah, like CO2 containers.
That is not a bad idea.
Thank you, Mark, for the maps. Thank you, Rebecca. And you know what? I really do want to thank the Patreon subscribers.
Yes.
And we have a bit of news for the Patreon subscribers.
We do?
Don't we?
I don't know.
The 80 censors?
Oh, yeah. Disappeared? Well, so we don't know. The 80 censors are still there, but I think Patreon doesn't consider
you guys
as people anymore. Because I posted this early for the Patreon people, a day early. And people that were only a dollar and above could see it. So all the 80 censors.
We appreciate the 80 cents, guys. That doesn't go. That's not lost on us. Like that's something out of your account every month. But
you might need to bump up to a dollar, which sounds like we're trying to get that measly.
We're
20
not
cents
at all. Patreon evidently has switched things around.
I want my extra 4 cents a month.
Money grubber.
But I'm glad that we can. Because
that's
make
what it probably turns out to be.
Available.
It's like another penny a week.
20 cents. No. Oh, maybe.
With a percentage.
Stop snapping your toes. That's my thing.
I'm glad that we can make the show available.
Wait, why are you doing the Adam pose?
24 hours in advance.
He was doing the Adam.
What's the Adam pose?
You're Adam touching God.
What? No, I wasn't.
You're doing this?
I wasn't.
You 100% were doing the Adam.
You fucker. I was just trying to be comfortable.
I should have done the whole show as Burt Reynolds.
Oh, wait. This doesn't transfer to the audio. Oh, my God. I want to punch you so
Someone tweeted me today.
But instead of punching us.
They said, what does Tyler do when he touches Anderson's leg?
He touches it.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of confused there about.
Is this a quiz?
No, it's not a quiz or a joke.
When are we going to start giving some random things away to Patreon subscribers?
I'll do it right now. If one of you.
Give away your email password.
No. I will send and I'll mail it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're gonna. Like
I have
randomly
a giant
pick,
print
remember?
Of Anderson's face. If somebody wants it, I will put it in the mail tomorrow.
No,
ooh, that is a good one.
Who wants it?
That for over my fireplace.
No, this isn't a who wants it thing. It's a surprise and delight. We got to just select a person.
But how do we do it? How do we give things away? Because I've got a bunch of shit I'd like to give away.
We definitely won't figure it out by talking about it right now.
We could.
If one of you is a big fan of The Crow, let me know.
Why The Crow?
Because I have like a crow.
He's
going like to
shoot
McFarlane,
you while filming a scene.
Still in the box, like a 14-inch, 12-inch crow
that
I don't want.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right.
Well, but now that someone will probably wants it, I think I want it back.
You know what? That sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, yeah. Mental problem.
Like, how did that just go away?
Loaded.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, these things are awful, and I hate them as they come up. Jillian and I had a long discussion in the bed the other night talking about Tyler. About throwing it on the bus because I really hate that, and everyone uses it, and like we could, it's just sacrificing a friend or sacrificing someone that's in your group. Why do we got to throw it under the bus? Why? And I did a little research. First time they ever found it in print, 1991. Cyndi Lauper first said
91.
Yeah,
it's got to be older than that.
91. It's the first time they see it in print under the bus or throw. I don't know, something. Cyndi Lauper has it in a lyric in like a song from the 80s.
Girls just want to throw it under the bus?
No. But they can't figure out like exactly where it came from. And
that's a great joke.
I don't like people to say it, but you don't even know where it came from or what exactly it means. What is the bus? Are we trying to catch the bus and the bus is going to leave? So we take our friend and we throw our friend in the bus so the bus has to stop. Now we get on the bus. We get to go where we get to go.
Yeah, I don't know why you throw them under the bus.
Exactly. No one does, but they all just say it. They all just say it willy-nilly.
Someone probably knows.
All right, well. Everyone, send us your...
What were you just doing with your phone there, buddy?
Handwriting.
I was texting. Someone.
Send us your handwriting. We can decide if you're hot or not.
Why the throw under the bus, though? Why do we just say things without even thinking about what they are?
There has to be an exam. There has to be a reason, because that's just too random.
Throwing under the bus.
Like, I understand jumping the shark. I get that.
Well, that's based on one episode of Happy
Exactly.
Days.
Exactly. Yeah. You can, the bus I think that's overused, too. But they, you can trace that back to its origin.
Now, there is... There has
Spielberg.
To, oh, you know what I like that we do on this show, actually, that I don't like, but yet I like it?
Mm. We bring up questions
Never
that don't
know
we,
how to end.
We bring up... We try to mine for an answer to something that's super obvious.
Like, no,
we,
it's not that obvious. As no, I looked up the etymology.
Like, we will go like the
etymology.
Rivets,
is that about bugs?
The rivets on a plane aren't
One
holding very well. How do we design a better rivet? And we'll sit here and discuss something that we can just look up the answer that we have. The bus thing had, there has to be some
There's
sort
not.
Of. There has to be. Did you
There's
look it
not,
up?
I looked. I Did
oh.
you not hear?
Oh, I didn't know you looked it up. Sorry.
I just stated fact.
Oh, I must have been texting at that time.
First
Sorry.
Time it was ever found in print was 1991, and Cyndi Lauper used part of it in the...
Thrown under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Maybe then.
We'll...
Do you think it was probably made by a homeless person, right? That was probably first coined by a homeless person who, like, catching the bus is very important?
No.
I would be willing...
no.
I would be willing to bet it was somebody was physically thrown.
But how does that help? Okay, like, the three of us are hanging out. There's a bus going by. I throw you in front of the bus. It's not even under the bus. It's in front. What
okay.
if I throw you under?
Now here,
the
picture this.
What if I throw you under
else.
And the bus
Go
is stopped?
Over,
okay,
Mike.
it's the 20s or 30s. We're waiting for a bus. Hey, buddy. Yeah. Hey, buddy. You got a dime?
21
skidoo. We got two dimes, three people. What are we gonna do? And then one of you goes
throwing 20 push,
and pushes me under the bus.
Yeah.
And then the other two guys are like, "Hey, let's take a ride.
Extra leg room, see?
Take a ride, pal.
Stretch it out, see?
Yeah.
Make sure the blacks are in the back, see?"
That was Tyler, not Mike or I.
That was a guy from the 20s.
Either way, that statement works. It gets the message across.
All right. That's an uphill battle, I see.
But, you know, because you know what doesn't sound as good is threw him under the truck.
Oh, that's what you're talking
I
about.
I like it. Truck is better.
Yeah, maybe.
Why do you got to be the bus?
Throw him under the hammy.
The fact that it's a bus, which is a passenger vehicle made for many passengers, makes me think that there is something. All right, now I got to research. All right, in my research, it was in bed while seething, like I just was.
Yeah.
And
oh,
my,
hell yeah.
And Jillian just saying, honey, it's a great term. I like it. I use it all the time. I think you need to relax. It's not
How
that
often
a good deal.
Just, when you just, did she use that term?
You just threw her under the bus.
I kind of did. And I looked it up. And when I said I looked it up, I clicked on the very thing at the very top of Google on my phone and read, and I
oh,
didn't
is
get
it
the
from
answer.
Speed?
No. Speed is too recent.
But that's like right around like 95.
I know.
That's 95.
Do you remember how shocked everyone
was? It 95
was actually
or was it
good?
96?
I'm gonna look it up. All right, before this show's over, I'm gonna use that the video hound.
Do you remember when Speed came out? And the common thing was it's actually good.
You know, the director of Speed. And Speed is good. The director of Speed was the cinematographer of Roar.
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 John the Bond.
All right, what are you looking
speed,
up?
Speed.
My book is so big. I don't like it. Too much reading.
Is that the Bible?
It's Anderson's
well, we
Bible.
Like a competition of you on your phone and me.
I don't like competition.
speed. The Speed Lover. Speed! 1990. Stop it.
Famous for originating the phrase under the bus.
He doesn't say that. Excellent what dude reads. Has grown up and bulked up as Los Angeles SWAT. All right, I've had enough.
This is good podcasting right now. High quality podcast. Look how yellowed that book is. Jesus Christ.
Yep. All right.
That is, and that book's 96.
Director Jan Font. There it is. 1994. Hey.
Oh, all right, let's wrap this up. Is there dust coming off?
Yes.
Can't do that without
dead skin cells. Those are probably dead skin cells.